kważi żewġ terzi ta' nis fl-Awstralja għandhom ħxuna żejda jew obeżità. Mhux ta' bxejn li waħda minn kull tliet persuni jippruvaw jagħmlu id-dieta ta' kull sena. Se naraw x'huma tliet dieti komuni: Paleo, Atkins u dieta b'karbohidrati baxxi u żieda fix-xaħam u naraw x'ifissru għal dawk li għandhom il fuq minn 50 sena. Dr. Rod Taylor huwa anestetista ibbażat f'Melbourne. Minn barra x-xogħol tiegħu ta' kuljum huwa favur id-dieta low carbohydrate, high fat permezz ta' grupp li jmexxi.
I've been observing patients for now 40 years and I've been observing people get bigger and bigger, waistlines expanding and more of the diseases, which I think are a reflection of poor nutrition, of the metabolic syndrome and diabetes, heart disease, strokes. Really, we have such serious problems and they only appear to be getting worse.
Riċerka mid-ditta tal-ġenetika mal-DNA turi li aktar minn terz tal-Awstraljani jippruvaw jagħmlu id-dieta kull sena minħabba il-problema tikber tal-ħxuna żejda. Il-kap ta' mal-DNA, Dr. Lior Rajberger, jispjega.
And even when they finish a diet, a further 29% admitted to putting weight back on after following that diet plan.
Dr. Rod Taylor jemmen bisħieħ li id-dieta b'karbohidrati baxxi u biżida fix-xaħam hija tweġiba l-saħħa aħjar u telf ta' biżejjed. Telef 10 kg billi sempliċement għadha zokkor u karbohidrati raffinati mid-dieta tiegħu.
I discovered that there was really a significant body of scientific opinion recommending getting off sugar and refined carbohydrates. So I guess I've been doing it particularly for about 6 years now, and I'm very happy with all my health markers, including my blood lipids, my weight, my waistline, and other cardiac tests that one can have done to make sure that one is on a good track.
Id-dieta ta' Dr. Taylor ta' karbohidrati baxxi bi proteini moderati u żieda fix-xaħam li huwa tajjeb għas-saħħa tibda fil-għodu, bacon u bajt, l-avokado u mbagħad ħut u salad bil-ġobbon u lews f'nofsinhar u porzjon tal-ħam b'ħafna ħaxix għal filgħaxija.
The average Australian's having about 200 to 250 grams a day, and we'd be advocating 50 grams or less, essentially cutting out the bread, the rice, pasta, and the potatoes. And for people over the age of 50, I'd say it's still highly recommended to be in the best health you can to avoid the diseases of older age as much as possible protein.
Id-dieti b'karbohidrati baxxi u żieda fix-xaħam Atkins u Paleo koll għandhom l-istess karatteristiċi ta' ikel komplut u li jkun evitat l-ikel ipproċessat. Id-dieta Paleo magħrufa wkoll bħala id-dieta ta' meta l-bniedem kien jgħix fl-għerien timxi skont l-użanzi tal-bniedem ta' qabel l-istorja meta kien jikkaċċja għall-ikel. Tippromuovi l-ikel tal-aħam ta' annimali li jiklu l-ħaxix, ħaxix u frott, lews u tevita ikel ma'mul mil-ħalib, zokkor u żrieraħ. L-esperta ta' dieta ma' Nutrition Australia, Aloisa Horrigan, tispjega.
Includes normal dairy and focus and encourages the nut milks and some other fermented milk drinks like kefir, but basically promotes more the nut milk, especially coconut milk and almond milk would be two popular ones. And they don't promote unsaturated oils. They tend to encourage people not to use unsaturated oils at all, so that would exclude olive oil. And instead, they tell people to use ghee and coconut oil. And then, they, as I mentioned, they exclude dairy, normal dairy, grains, and legumes, and preservatives and processed food.
Madankollu Aloisa Harrogan miex konvinta li id-dieta Paleo hija ta' benefiċċju tant tajjeb għas-saħħa l-għadam ta' persuna li tkun dieħla fl-età.
So it's important to have enough calcium and other minerals in your diet that help support bone health. Obviously, dairy normally is our major source of that. You do get calcium in alternative milks. You can get calcium fortified milks. But if it doesn't say calcium fortified on an alternative milk, say like almond milk, then there won't be very much calcium in there. And they're much lower in protein as well compared to cow's milk. So you need to think, well, how am I going to get enough calcium? And I think these diets probably, the paleo certainly doesn't promote a good calcium intake.
Id-dieta Atkins kienet segwita ħafna fil-bidu ta' dan is-seklu hija dieta li tippromuovi wkoll karbohidrati baxxi u żieda fix-xaħam u konċentrament fuq il-laħam. Tinkludi ikel mill-ħalib, lews, żrieraħ, ikel tal-baħar bix-xaħam, bajt u ħaxix mingħajr lamtu. Id-dieta Atkins tinqasam f'erba' fażijiet. Min ikun qed juża jiekol anqas minn 20 gramma ta' karbohidrati kuljum għal-ġimgħatejn u mbagħad bil-mod iżid l-lews u l-frott u bil-mod iżid l-ammont ta' karbohidrati.
And the Atkins diet is basically a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet as well. The Atkins diet limits carbohydrate to about 20% of the energy in the diet coming from carbohydrate. But it's still very low in comparison to the Australian dietary guidelines, which tell us to eat somewhere between maybe 45 to 55% of the energy in our diet coming from carbohydrate sources.
Riċerka li saret fis-sena 2014 mill-Istitut ta' Riċerka ANZEC f'Sydney sab li dieta bi proteini għolja fil-fatt irriżulta fi problemi għara s-saħħa bi pressjoni ħażina dem, diabete u nuqqas ta' tul ta' ħajja. Aloisa Horgan rat ukoll il-komplikazzjonijiet fil-klijenti anzjani tagħha li esperimentaw bi stil ta' dieta b'karbohidrati baxxi u żieda fix-xaħam. Hija tgħid li aktar ma tiekol laħam aktar hemm iċ-ċans ta' kanċer tal-musrana kif ukoll diżordnijiet tad-diġestjoni.
None of these diets are really ideal, and I think people may get some weight loss, but I just worry about what people are aiming to achieve, because people, if you're trying to achieve better health, there's very little evidence that any of these patterns are going to give you a good long-term outcome that way.
Hija tgħid li parti normali tal-avvanz fl-età huwa t-telfien tal-massa tal-muskoli li jkun jeħtieġ konsum biżejjed ta' proteini u aktar karbohidrati.
If you want that protein to be available to improve your muscle mass, you actually need to have a certain amount of carbohydrate there so that your body can use some carbohydrate for energy, which it prefers, and then it can use the protein to look after your muscle mass and for other certain functions in your body. So if you only have a very high protein intake and low carbohydrate intake, some of the protein might need to be used for as an energy source, and so you may not be left with as much protein as you think for helping muscle mass.
Tista' ssib aktar informazzjoni dwar kif titlef fil-piż b'mod tajjeb għas-saħħa billi tiċċekkja il-website Eat for Your Health. Morru fuq www.eatforyourhealth.gov.au/eating.